Hey, great friends. What's happening? It is Friday and we're ready to roll and looking forward to a great weekend. Although I got to say, man, my weekend is jam freaking packed, dude. And I'll get into what's going on. Hey, we're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. And I just want to remind everybody that if you are thinking about where can I watch college football on Saturday or where can I watch NFL football on Sunday, I want to go to a place where there's fun and there's good food, good drinks, great views, lots to do. 7 Mile Casino is the place to be. 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown San Diego. You've heard me talk about this forever. But now Sammy's Restaurant and Bar is inside 7 Mile Casino. So look, I was just reading about this today because I was like, you know what? The brunch, I always talk about the brunch, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. The short rib Benny with freshly poached eggs or the Choco chocolate chip pancake stacked high, drizzled with a chocolate ganache. Sounds ridiculous. Sammy's at 7 Mile, so much more than pizza. So I'll see you down there. Not going to happen for me this weekend, but maybe you guys get down there, which would be great. Hey, listen, I also want to talk about iThrive MD. Oh, man, I am feeling good, dude. I'm using these NAD shots. NAD. Look, I take testosterone. I've talked about that. But now NAD. And I have been asking Dr. Samir Damani. I actually have a meeting with him. This is this evening. And then he's going to actually make an appearance on the show next week. For the first time, you'll get to meet him yourself. But NAD, this is the metabolism of your cells. Now, look, I'm not an expert, okay? But I've been talking to Dr. Samir Damani. He's been talking to me about mitochondria. You get older, you know, your metabolism doesn't work as fast. This mitochondria, which is in all the cells, decreases. You take these NAD shots and dude, your energy levels go through the roof. So go to iThriveMD.com/Kaplan, or if you want to make it easier, just go to our website, KaplanandCrew.com. Click on the iThriveMD logo. Make an appointment with iThriveMD. Guys, you're getting a little bit older. Let's stay healthy. Let's be here for a long time. 858-240-1497. 858-240-1497. San Diego's leading anti-aging and performance optimization clinic. That's iThriveMD. Hey, Gabby.com/great friends. I've been talking about this for a while now. Gabby.com/great friends. Super easy. Nobody's going to start spamming you. This doesn't cost you any money. It's just super simple. You put in the insurance company you have, you put in the policy you have, they come back to you with other companies you know and lesser expensive prices. Same policy, just cost less money. Save money by going to Gabby.com/great friends on your auto insurance. And hey, how about Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services? We'll find out from Alex today. Did he put in an offer on this place in North Park that he likes so much? He sent me videos from there. The place looked beautiful, like move-in ready, and even had a washer-dryer unit in it. Did Alex put in an offer? We'll find out. Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. And lastly, let me mention Torrey Holistics. It's Friday. You want to have a good time this weekend? Go to Torrey Holistics and save 20% when you spend $75 or more by using our promo code BROWNMAN. Now, look, I know a lot of great friends go to Torrey Holistics because they are super stoked with what we're doing because people come in and they use the code BROWNMAN, or you can order for delivery online. You put BROWNMAN in at checkout. 20% savings at Torrey Holistics. So whether you're looking for something for pain, like a CBD product, or you're looking for something like sleep, they got plenty of different sleep options. Not everything is smoking or vaping. There's plenty of edible options as well. Or if you just want to have a good time with some recreation, be careful. But Torrey Holistics, that's the place to go in the code is Brown Man. All right, it's Friday, Beer Friday, big NFL weekend coming up. Let's get there. Stick around. Let's get. Hey, great friends. What is happening? It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, and we're just getting rolling. This has been another incredible week, but today's going to be a great day. Got a lot of NFL stuff we want to talk about. I really want to get into the Buccaneers traveling to LA to take on the Rams. I actually, believe it or not, want to get into the Chiefs hosting the C-Words and a lot of other NFL stuff that we're going to get into. So hang around. We got a great Friday afternoon coming up for everybody. For all of you guys that are driving around right now, listening on the airwaves of the Mightier 1090, so happy to have everybody along who listens on the radio. You get in your car, you turn it on, you put on 1090. It's super easy, and you love it. It's old school, but we're glad to have all the radio listeners with us today. For all the YouTube viewers, now look, I was talking about this earlier in the week. Mondays, coming off of a Padre weekend where there's a lot of disappointment and coming off of an NFL weekend last week, week two, Mondays, our numbers on YouTube go crazy. Yesterday, middle of the day, Padres are playing against the Giants. By the way, I got to give the Padres some credit, right? I mean, they haven't quit. They haven't just laid down and died with all the turmoil and all the pressure and everything that's been going on. Credit to them for continuing to battle, because by yesterday, when the Padres defeated the Giants and the Dodgers, also in extra innings, ultimately beat Colorado, that meant that the Padres actually were being cheered on by the Dodger fans, because the Padres beating the Giants got the Dodgers to within one. And so now there's nine games to go. And Padres have an opportunity here to play spoiler for somebody. And I say spoiler mostly for San Francisco, because if they play well against San Francisco, the Dodgers are only one game back. I'll talk about that as the afternoon goes on. Hey, to all those YouTubers out there, though, you're on the YouTube chat. Get involved. We appreciate you guys so much. For everybody that listens on audio podcast platform, wherever you may be, again, got to send love and shout outs to all of you guys, too, because whether you're on Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or whatever podcast platform you prefer, we see the numbers. We see that you guys are out there listening, and we really appreciate you guys. And then tonight, you know, on TV tonight on Channel 4 San Diego, the Cox Yearview Network, they actually move us to later into the night. Usually we're on from 7, 8 p.m., but they've got a high school football thing happening. And so we get the benefit of high school football leading in, and we get a little bit later night segment. So it's really working out well. So for everybody that catches up to us on TV, we're happy to have you guys there as well. So big weekend coming up, just underway, just getting onto the airwaves. I'm super, super stoked about this weekend. I'll tell you why. I'm being a little bit self-serving here, but tonight at Mesa College in San Diego, I will be there at 7 p.m. to see my daughter's Mesa soccer team take on where my son goes to school up in Saddleback in Orange County, girls soccer tonight. Now, I know that doesn't really interest anybody, and I'm not expecting anybody to come hang out, although I'll be there if you want to chill. But for me as a parent, as a sports parent, you know, COVID hit athletes in a certain way. And I can tell you that for my daughter, just as an example, she graduated high school and I haven't seen her play a soccer game until now. So it's because remember, she went to college last year and things didn't work out and she hadn't played. It's like 2 years, it seems, since the last time I've seen this kid play. And I'm just so proud of her and happy for her. And I can't wait to see her play tonight. It's the first time I'm going to see her play and see the team play. And they've won three in a row at Mesa, but the other girls coming down are apparently the best team. So we'll see what happens. And then tomorrow I'm driving up to Orange County because I'm going to check out Saddleback take on East LA and in a junior college football game. And I'm going to go check that out. I'm really excited about that. So a little self-serving. I got it. I understand. But as a sports parent, whether your kids are playing, you know, little league or youth soccer, or they're playing high school sports, you know, college sports, my kids are in junior colleges. I'm telling you, man, this is like the most exciting thing for a parent, especially a parent who's raised a bunch of athletes. So really psyched about this weekend and just getting going. I'm also stoked about Sunday because I think there are some great games that I'll be watching on Sunday afternoon from around the NFL. So let's get things kicked off. Here we go. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. I remind you, 7 Mile Casino is a great place to watch college football and NFL football. Sammy's Restaurant and Bar is now in 7 Mile Casino. Amazing brunch on Saturday and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And let me tell you something, everybody. Sammy's a lot more than just pizza. Okay. They got an incredible brunch. 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown San Diego. Say good afternoon to mi hermano número uno, grande Alejandro Padilla. He's repping the 805, Oxnard, California's favorite son, Ventura County in La Casa. I've been rambling to get things started. Grande, jump in. ¿Cómo está, amigo?
Doing great. Tonight, I say farewell in person to the 2021 Padres. The most disappointing Padres team in history of the Padres. I'm just going to say that. I believe that. But tonight, I will be there. I'll be in attendance. And I will say farewell. Question, though.
Question?
What the hell's going on with this first game? Like, I understand that it starts at 5:10. And that Tim Hill will take the mound, and it's the bottom of the fifth against the Braves. That's what I got. The Padres are winning that game. But are they going 7 because it was part of a doubleheader? Are they going 9? Like, is my ticket valid for that game too? I'm confused. I can't get answers. Can someone help me? Can someone help me? Like, if I can't get answers, how does a normal fan get answers? I don't know what's happening today. Does anybody know what's happening? Like, is my ticket for the 7 p.m. game get me in for the rest of this 5:10 p.m. game? And then am I going to watch 2 innings of baseball, or am I going to watch 4 innings of extra baseball?
And then ask this question.
They go extra innings.
Right. And right. Or let's just say they end whatever it is after 7 or after 9. What's the difference in time between when the first game ends and when the second game starts? So they just roll right into it.
Like, are they going to go, like, are the Braves going to be wearing their home jerseys at 5 o'clock because it's technically a home game? And then they'll finish the game and then everybody go changes to, the Braves go to visiting jerseys and the Padres go to the home white stripes. I don't know. I'm very curious about this tonight.
I'm taking a guess here, and I'm surprised that you haven't found information on this, but here would be my guess, because the Padres and the Braves, this game was actually suspended in Atlanta.
Yes.
So they're making it up here in San Diego. Or right. Finishing it here in San Diego. That would mean, at least just from my perspective, my guess would be, since the game was there and you've got a ticket for the game tonight, you're getting not extra innings baseball on the back end. You're getting extra innings baseball on the front end. And my guess would be that you're probably good. If you show up at Petco Park, this is just a guess, yes, with your ticket for tonight's, yes, game, you could probably go in for the early part that finishes up the last game. That'd be my guess.
That would be my guess too. But like, I'm on Padres.com and I see the game here, you know, Friday, September 4th, 5:10 p.m. It tells me everything. Who's at bat? Blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't tell me like anything else. I'm surprised this isn't being asked more. Maybe nobody cares, but I do.
So tonight is farewell for you, huh? Tonight is the end of the baseball season. This is the last game you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. In a season where we, and I agree with you, by the way, I there were so many highs. And there has been such a continual low. And I know a lot of people are asking that question. Is this the lowest point of a Padres fan's life? Meaning, is this the most disappointing season of Padres baseball ever? And I said this to somebody earlier today. I was like, look, 10 years ago, when they were on the verge of making it to the postseason and winning the division, and they lost 10 straight games and the whole season got blown up, we didn't have expectations going into the season. Right. This season right here, everybody, and I don't mean just Padre fans, I mean everybody that you read or listened to nationally, said the Padres are probably the second best team in the entire National League, not just in the NL West. And it turns out the Padres are the third best team in the NL West. And we didn't know San Francisco was going to come from out of nowhere. And this will go down in history as the most emotionally disappointing season in Padres history, because we all thought they were going to be something. They were that something, and then they just blew up.
I'm not saying it's the worst season in Padres history. I want to make that clear. It is the most disappointing season in Padres history. Oh, yeah. And I understand that losses in the World Series are very disappointing, but at least you made it to the World Series.
Right.
So I would say expectations, 94.5 wins over under, guaranteed playoff spot, battle out with the Dodgers, and then just to have this second half tank collapse job has been incredibly disappointing.
Yep.
And the most games of all time.
Yeah. 2 games above 500 with 9 games remaining. So,
you know what level we got to, and I know Browner's going to be pissed off that I even say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what level we've gone to, or at least I have gone to, that I was hoping the Padres lost yesterday to not help the Dodgers. That's the level I've gotten to.
Wow. Hoping for losses now. Interesting.
Just against the Giants.
I understand. All right. Well, here he is. Here's a guy who last Wednesday, he was down at WestCoastBBQ.com. Then last Saturday, the dude was down there for the grand opening of WestCoastBBQ.com. I'm just giving lots of shout outs and love today to our man, Brian Bushfield at West Coast Barbecue down in East Lake. You're looking for that big green egg. You're looking for whatever brand grill. You're looking for those sauces and those rubs, or you're looking for all those accessories for your grilling experience. You go to WestCoastBBQShop.com, West Coast BBQshop.com, 2330 Proctor Valley Road, Chula Vista. That's where you find it. WestCoastBBQshop.com. Shout out Brian Bushfield. And if you're looking for grills, green eggs, great sauces, accessories, westcoastbbqshop.com. That's the place to be. Here he is, 6'7" tall, twisted steel, sex appeal, big sacks, Big Macs, the hot take machine, and a man known internationally to the ladies as the Brown Saw. This brother brings a street cred from the 7 Mile Casino podcast shed. Here he is, south side of Chicago's own, Big Brown, JB, the Brown Man, John Browner, in the house. Brown?
What's up, people? If you haven't gotten a chance to kick it, roll over to West Coast BBQ, do that, man. What y'all waiting for? What y'all waiting for? It's grilling all year around here. So go ahead and get down there and holler at my dog, Brian. This line. Have you ever really wanted something that's been really, really difficult to get? Not because you can't afford it, just because they don't have any. And then they release some of them, and then they still don't have any. I tell you this story because I went looking for a PlayStation 5. Most of you may know that there have been a massive shortage in PlayStation 5 due to the coronavirus. And the places in the countries where they make these games, there's a shortage of chips, these specific type of chips that go in the games and make the games operate. Okay. So they've been slowly releasing these things. And yesterday it happened at Best Buy. Here's a picture. I think Alex has the picture. Look at this. This is not a line at West Coast Barbecue. This is a line for PlayStation 5s and Xboxes. I will tell you, shout out to the photo, the line didn't even get past the Best Buy sign before they were ran out. So people were camping again overnight across the country for an opportunity to get these. These were only at a selected number of Best Buys in California. So the person who's, I guess my issue is with, is Best Buy. Tell the specific number that you have. Okay, I hate lines too, so lines is a good thing to be on the hit list. But specifically, if you're Best Buy,
oh, you want Best Buy on the hit list, or you want lines? I mean, is the gripe here today about waiting in line and lines themselves, or is the gripe here today that Best Buy didn't walk out to the line and say, okay, look, we got 100 of these things. We got 500 people in line. Let's walk up to the first 100. Let's swipe their credit card outside. They can pay for it, and then they can walk in, and then we can go to person.
That's also
what?
That's assuming, though. Mm-hmm. That's assuming that it's one only. Because what if guy number one is going to buy 20 of them and then resell them for like a G each?
Mm-hmm. See, the problem with this is...
So who's the hit list?
Yeah, because the hit list is blank.
The hit list is Best Buy. Okay,
because I want everybody to know who's listening on radio right now that if you're watching on YouTube, the hit list sat here on the screen blank because we actually didn't know who was on the hit list today. Monday was Jace Tingler. Tuesday was Aaron Rodgers. Wednesday was Doc Rivers. Thursday was Andrew Wiggins. And today, not a human being, but a brand. Today, Best Buy makes it to the hit list. All right.
Because if you're going to do this, okay, you need to let people know how many you have. The fact that they let people stand in that line, knowing they had a certain amount of these things, treat it like Chick-fil-A. Get somebody to go down the line and go, which one you want? Okay,
right.
Check for you, money.
Yeah, that's which exactly one you want? What I was
check
thinking.
For you,
right.
Money. And when I you agree. Get to the point you don't have anymore, you go, all right, y'all, that's it.
We out.
Don't have people waiting in line for hours to not get one.
I'm with you on this, Browner. I am so with you on this. When you said this, I thought exactly of Chick-fil-A. You ever wait in a line at Chick-fil-A and they got a guy who walks up to your car, he's got a little computer in his hand, you tell him you want the spicy chicken sandwich and a Coke, right? He swipes your card right there, asks your name, you pull up through the line, they got it waiting for you. Have the guy from Best Buy, an electronics store, show up with one of these little handheld computer things.
An electronic device.
Yeah. You stick your card in there, pay for it outside, then walk in with your receipt and pick up your deal. And then if they only got 100 and each person can only buy one and there's 500 people in line, when you get to person 101 through person 500, you make an announcement. Hey, everybody.
We're out.
Sorry. We out. Done. We out of like, Xboxes. Are they Xboxes and PlayStations?
Both.
Or is it? Oh, it's both of them.
Both.
There's an Xbox shortage too?
Yes. It's the same chip. It's the same material that goes within the chip that goes in both machines. It's like a processing chip. It's hurt computers too, but not as much because the computers aren't
in
the
domain. Is that the same chip that is affecting the car industry?
Yes.
And yes, what's going on? Is there, is this a an issue in China? Is it an issue in delivery?
It's
is
a supply
it an issue
chain
in the United
it's a
States.
Supply chain's broken. So, and the people who make them, they haven't been able to make them because they obviously are having factory issues because of COVID. So it's completely destroyed the PlayStation 5 delivery. I would have had one by now. Now look at me. I'm still on PlayStation
need,
4.
Why do you need, listen, let me ask you a question. Like the iPhone, they launch a new iPhone, right? Or at least you can put your name on a list to get the new iPhone. It was the iPhone 13 or 14, something like that.
It's just a new camera on the phone. Don't buy that one.
Well, that's my question. Is like every time a new iPhone comes out, I don't buy one until like my iPhone starts to crap out. And then I'm like, okay, I just got to go. I give in. I'll go buy one. But why does somebody want to go from a PlayStation 4 to a PlayStation 5? What's the supposed benefit?
The updated graphics, the what you can do with the game, like the way that you can create certain things. Like you can go deeper into the game. The game has have far more detail. They look better. The speed, the upload, the online play. And now most of these games are particularly just basically they've replaced your cable box because now everything is app generated.
App based.
Yeah, you don't need.
Can you guys see that right there?
You don't need any of that.
The little black thing.
Yeah.
On the top left, that's a PlayStation 3.
Oh,
that's
what I got. Dude, you're
that's
a loser.
What I got.
Look at this old seriously. Man.
I know, loser.
Oh, I was, you know, Browner, I actually
back in my day, kids.
I actually have a hookup that you are no longer going to get because you just insulted me.
Wow. Wow.
I have a friend at Sony who may or may not have some PS5s ready to roll.
Oh, shit.
What took you so long to get to this? You should have interrupted the story with this breaking news.
Well, I was going to agree with your hit list because I said anytime Best Buy makes the hit list, I support it because it's the only company on this green planet that has ever fired Alex Padilla. So, oh,
my. Yo, you want to hear funny?
Put Best Buy on the hit list, dude.
You want to hear a funny story? I got fired from Best Buy, too.
No way.
I've told the story before.
All right. Well,
let me hear your story.
Let me hear it quickly only because I'll tell you what. Let me make a quick mention of Corky's Pest Control and then I want to hear your story. Corky's Pest Control, 1-800-901-1102, or just Google one word. That is Corky's. It'll take you right to Cork's place, right to his website. And all of his TV commercials now are driving you to just Google the word Corky's rather than call the phone number because many people can't memorize it or they're driving down the road and they just can't put it into their head. But I have it memorized. Call 1-800-901-1102.
Corky's.
You got any pest control problems? He can take care of them for you. No problem. Okay, wait. Alex, just tell your being fired from Best Buy story.
Okay, I'm not saying it wasn't for reason, but I will say this. This was back in 2006. I worked at Best Buy. I was a cashier. I worked there for about 2 weeks. My second week, I finally got left alone. This dude comes in really like almost panicking. He goes, hey bro, here, I'm buying this TV. It was a big ass TV. It was like $5,000 when TVs were worth that price. And then he's like, I want to pay half cash and half credit card. And I'm like, okay, show me your ID. He's like, I don't have an ID. And I was like, well, I can't take your credit card unless you give me your unless you show me ID because I'm new and I follow the rules, blah blah blah. So I'm like, he's talking to me, he's trying to like smooth me over. I'm like, you know what, let me get my manager real quick and then we'll figure it out. So I get the manager and he's like, okay, if you can match the signature, we'll take it. And so he matches the signature. I swipe it. I take half of it. And through all the madness and through all his little charades and games, guess who forgot to get the cash?
Oh.
So I forgot to get the cash. And I understand the reasoning, but the guy, we called the guy. We had his information because he didn't have an ID. So we got his information. We called him. We're like, bro, you didn't give us the cash. We need you to come down again. He comes down. Yeah, he gives him the cash. Actually does give him the cash. But because I inconvenienced the customer, out.
Fired. Browner, can you tell us why you were fired in 30 seconds?
I got hired for the holiday season. The first day I didn't show up.
Well, that was easy.
I did get fired, I believe, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So I was like very nervous about Black Friday. So I was very happy about that.
That's why they hired me. I got fired. I got hired
at
Home
Depot. How did you not show
up?
You're a very reliable guy. How do you not show up on the first day?
That was back in my player days, dog. I was out nightlife.
I'm surprised you just didn't show up like 3 hours late. I thought you'd be fired for being late.
Dog, I got hired at Home Depot and Best Buy at the same time in Mira Mesa Boulevard. They were right across from each other. I got fired the day I was supposed to work. I was drunk as hell.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, we're just getting started. We got a great show coming your way. You asked for it. You got it. Hank Bauer, one of the all-time great Charger legends. He's calling this weekend the Rams and the Buccaneers on national radio. Hank Bauer returns to Kaplan and Crew. Next, we're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. All right, so fellas, look, let's jump into a few stories here, and then we're going to have Beer Friday coming up. So I always tell people who are watching the show on television on Cox Channel 4 and the YourView Network, if you don't get the entire show, which you're not going to, you're going to get 1 hour of 3 hours, come visit us on YouTube, youtube.com/Kaplan and Crew, and you're going to get our Beer Friday segment. We won't put it on TV today, but you will see it if you're watching the YouTube show. Belching Beaver Brewery will be our Beer Friday guest. So for those of you that are beer lovers out there, make sure you catch up to us on YouTube, because you're not going to get that on TV. It's a YouTube exclusive today, youtube.com/Kaplan and Crew. All right, so guys, look, I want to talk about two things if we could. One, what were the Giants and the Dodgers doing yesterday, not while playing baseball, probably after the game? We'll have to get to that here in a second. And I also would like to go through the NFL schedule. So you guys ready to roll? You guys ready to do this?
Let's do it.
That's right.
All right. So let's start off with the baseball side of things. The Padres yesterday, they didn't give up. They continued to fight. They wound up beating the Giants in extra innings. Not long thereafter, the Dodgers beat the Rockies in extra innings. That put the Dodgers one game back of the Giants. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Alex. Take us through this slide, if you don't mind, because here I am rambling.
Yeah, the Giants are 99-54. They're still in first place by one game, who the Dodgers are 98-55. This weekend, the Dodgers at Arizona and the Giants at Colorado. So good luck, San Francisco, even though the Dodgers just won a bunch of games there.
Well, you know what? It is interesting, because I was having this discussion yesterday. Would you shut down the Dodgers now, wave the white flag, just accept the fact that you're going to be a wild card team? And I was like, absolutely not. You know, Browner, you were in my head yesterday, because, when you look at Colorado, their home record is really good. Now, their road record is garbage, but they do play well at home. Your point has been made all season long. So if San Francisco has to play at Colorado, if I'm the Dodgers, I'm not giving up anything. One game behind with 9 games to go, where San Francisco has to play in Colorado, I'm not giving up yet. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm still trying to win this division.
Again, baseball games are really difficult to win. And toward the end of the year, when you've played so well, you kind of feel like you're in the postseason. You can have a slip at the end of the season. The Dodgers have been successful for the most part for a long time within this division, so they know what it's like to get towards the end and to keep pushing. Do the Giants know how to do that? Are the Giants prepared to not let the door stay open at the last second for the Dodgers to creep in there? We'll find out, man.
What's awesome, because, though, about this National League West race is that, it's very close, and obviously neither team is going to lay down and give it up, but The great part about San Diego fans is Padres are going to have a direct influence on who wins the National League West.
Yep.
So they got three games against
the Dodgers. You just want to avoid that one-game playoff. You want to avoid that one-game playoff. Yeah. If I'm the Dodgers, or if I'm the Giants, I want to do by whatever it takes to avoid that one game.
Right, because what you think today is, and again, there's 9 games to go, but St. Louis has been on fire.
12 in a row.
Right. So you either the Giants or the Dodgers are going to face the Cardinals, and the Cardinals, as of today, there's 9 games to go. But as of today, they're the hottest team in baseball. They're flying towards the wild card 1-game playoff. You know, they're not limping in and creeping in.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, if you care, if you want to see the wild card standings, Alex can put them up on the screen for him, and the Padres, forget about it. Here we go.
Now the Phillies are 4.5 games behind the Cardinals, the Reds 5.5, and the Padres remained at 6. If they would have lost that one, it would have been 7. I'm going to just keep this one going until there's officially an E next to them, which I'm sure is coming soon. But Scott, you were talking about, should the Dodgers like lay down and just go for the wild card? Obviously they're not, but I have a question.
Question?
At what point, or do you shut down Tatis for the season?
Oh,
why would you do that?
Right.
Why risk the injury?
MVP.
It's 9 games to go, man. It's 9 games.
All it takes is one slide.
Well, your point, though, is look, I mean, the Padres.
I said, at what point, or do you?
I personally would not, but here's the thing.
As soon as there's an E next to that, standings?
You know what?
He ain't ever playing for me the rest of this season.
Well, look, I think
not risking
the way,
my 340.
I want to say, I think the way the schedule goes, the Dodgers play against Arizona for 3, and the Giants play Colorado for 3. Then I'm trying to figure out. I think it's
somebody come. Somebody's hosting the Padres right after that. I'll check it out.
Right. I'm trying to decide if it's. I think it's the Dodgers who are hosting the Padres, and then I think the Padres end the season with three in San Francisco.
Yeah. So the Tuesday, the 28th through the 30th, they're at the Dodgers, and then they wrap up Friday, Saturday, Sunday in San Francisco.
Right. Mm. See, I personally
and the Dodgers. I'll just wrap this up.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are versus Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then hosting the Padres, and then they finish Milwaukee. With Milwaukee.
Right, right. Yeah. See,
they
see,
just got swept though.
If right by St. Louis. Mm-hmm. If I am the Padres, even if I'm not going to make the postseason, I'm gonna try and finish two things. One, I want to finish above 500, and two, if I'm the Padres, I would like to not see the Dodgers win the division this year, and I would try and force the Dodgers into the one game playoff against St. Louis. And if I'm the Padres, I'm going to play till the very end, even if there's nothing to play for per se, other than being a spoiler. Now, what got you to just say something like, ooh?
Well, just comparing the schedules between the Dodgers and the Padres, which are the Dodgers and the Giants, because the Giants are hosting, or they're in Colorado, then Arizona, and then the Padres. So it's a lot easier for the Giants as far as schedule goes, because they don't have to play the Brewers.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask everybody a question though. This is going all over the internet. And I'm not sure I understand what happened. The Giants were seen in like, I don't know, some kind of yacht rock gear on an airplane stairwell.
Some Sailor Moon stuff, man.
Yeah, and
the hangar.
The Dodger players, the pitchers in particular, dressed up like bikers. Am I missing something? I mean, I've walked around my neighborhood and there's already people putting Halloween decorations out on their lawns, but what are the Dodgers and the Giants doing? What is the story that I don't know?
Well, as far as the Dodgers go, I guess they do a costume day. So it wasn't just them looking ridiculous like this. It was the entire team got dressed up.
Let me just get this. You got Urias here on the far left.
Yeah.
You got Kershaw. You got Scherzer.
I have no idea who these guys are.
Yeah,
no.
You got Scherzer and then Bueller. Yeah, that's I mean, you can recognize these guys. And they've all got, like, it looks like fake tattoos all over their bodies, and they're all dressed like bikers. And Scherzer looks like the one guy who's like, why am I doing this? Like, Kershaw looks like, because this is what we do here with the Dodgers.
Right.
And Urias is like, yeah, this is kind of cool because I got my little Mexican flag here. I got my tats. Bueller looks kind of funny because he's got one of those egg biker
Bueller
helmets
Bueller looks
on.
Like Alex Caruso.
Yeah, he does kind of look like Caruso.
That was Alex Caruso.
But Scherzer just looks like a guy who's like, I'm not really having this right now. At least the way I look at it. Now, this is the picture for those of you that are listening on radio. You can't see it, but those of you that are watching. Now, take a look at these guys. What the hell's up with the Giants all dressed up like sailors standing in front of a Delta airplane with the stairwell in front? What's that all about?
I have no idea. So for the Dodgers,
those have got to be rookies.
The whole team dressed up for the Dodgers. And for this Kevin Gausman, the pitcher of the Giants, tweeted out, just a captain and his seamen.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's
rookies.
Going on.
There ain't nine rookies on this team, the Giants.
That's got to be the taxi squad.
No taxi squad, dog.
This year?
Dude, that's them. That's the players. I don't know who's who. I recognize all the Dodger guys.
I recognize one pitcher because he's the one that gave up four runs yesterday. So he's not a rookie, but I don't know the Giants' pitching staff by face.
I don't know if that's starting pitchers. I don't know if it's bullpen
guys. Go back to that pitcher, please. I need to take one more look at this thing. I need to be sure. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
What do you know now that you didn't know before?
I was just looking for the brother in the crowd.
Yeah, and?
It's always one.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the heck the Giants were doing. I don't know the team tradition, but I mean, these guys
are
dressed up like
sailors.
Yeah, I mean, that is just brutal.
Is that the worst part? And I tweeted this, and nobody laughed it, but I find it the worst part is that the Padres let these guys beat them.
I saw that. I like that. I thought that was pretty funny.
It is brutal, dude. But I know you guys said no, but if I'm being serious, like I think as soon as the Padres are officially eliminated, Tatis can no longer play.
If I'm him, you're not doing that to me. I want to win the MVP. So I'm playing every single game I possibly can. I've already missed too many games this year due to injury. I am going to play. The only way you're going to stop me from playing is to stop me from running out of that dugout.
And that's selfish,
period.
And they should stop him and tie him down.
Well, I mean, based on the interview he gave a few weeks ago, again, I've always looked back at this and said, there's no Padres signage. It's not at Petco Park. It's at his personal home. It's in Spanish. It's with what seems to be his hand-picked interviewer. And he said two things. One, I'm going back to short. And two, I'm not getting shoulder surgery. So to me, I just think that Fernando Tatis has become, I'm going to put this in quotes, uncontrollable, meaning they're not telling him what to do. He's telling them what to do.
I just don't, you, it's more important for the franchise that he wins the MVP. So he has to keep playing. It is far more important for this organization that he wins the MVP.
Than staying healthy for 13 more years?
No, for the end of this season.
Well, Alex will be proven right if in the last 9 games of the season, Tatis were to further injure himself, and Browner will be right if Tatis stays healthy and is able to win the MVP, because that can justify the increase in ticket sales. It's like, hey, we got the MVP of baseball.
Right. I have I genuinely don't think he'll be shut down because of what Browner said. But if they are really concerned about his health, then there's literally no reason to play him.
Dude, they could have shut him down 6 games ago, really.
Not really.
I mean,
there's no E next to them.
No, there isn't. But come on, they've been getting further and further and further behind as St. Louis has gone on this tear, and the Padres were losing.
I mean, they sat 10 Machado of 12 down. Games. They sat Machado down yesterday, and they're in a wild card race. So like, they obviously know that they're not going to win. Like their lineups are indicative of that, of their own feeling inside the clubhouse. They've already started resting.
The question is, can
guys.
They shut him down? That's the question. Can they force him to shut down? And is he willing to shut down? That's the question.
If he lost the opportunity to win an MVP because they shut him down, they're going to have a lot of problems with him in the offseason.
You know what? I really don't think the last 9 games of the season are going to determine the MVP. I don't think
statistically it might if both teams are out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. The other guys, look at the other guys.
It. Nationals ain't making it.
Right. I just don't know that the last 9 games are going to influence who's going to win the MVP. I really don't.
And I'm not saying now. I'm saying
based, it will.
I'm saying but when they officially get eliminated, which it's not going to be until next week. So I'm saying this weekend, you got all weekend to do what you want to do here at home. But I don't need Tatis going to LA. I don't need Tatis going to San Francisco.
I don't know. To me, I'd like to see the Padres finish as strong as they can. I'd like to see the Padres make an impact in this postseason, even though they're not going to play in it. And I'm committed to getting to 162, and I'd like to see their best players be committed to getting to 162.
It'd be nice.
If they stay above 500, Jace Tingler comes back. If they don't finish above 500, Jace Tingler goes. You choose.
Interesting point. I mean, that's not a guarantee, but it's an interesting point. All right, stick around. Hold on. I want to turn from this, from baseball, into NFL football in just a matter of moments. But before I do, I want to talk about one of our great sponsors here on the show, and that's iThrive MD. And look, here's the thing. I've been telling you about testosterone for years, and I was using a different testosterone clinic, and then I moved to iThrive MD. And what I've already heard from great friends that have come with me to iThrive MD is not only do they feel like they're getting a higher level of service and they're getting more understanding of what they're putting into their body, but also it's less expensive, iThrive MD, than the previous place. But there's more to it. Let me tell you exactly what I've got going on right now. I took a testosterone shot last week, and I took an NAD shot last week. And then I came home and I've got a refrigerator filled with these NAD shots, and I take them every other day. So I said to Dr. Samir Damani from iThrive, I said, Doc, what exactly is an NAD shot? You tell me to take it, I'll take it. Because he says, look, as you get older, your metabolism slows down. As you get older, your testosterone levels drop. So not only did I take testosterone, but I took an NAD. And I said, well, what is that? And he said, and I'm reading directly from his text. He said, NAD turbocharges the mitochondria of the cells, which is the engine/energy producer of the cell. As you get older, the efficiency of the mitochondria goes down, and the NAD helps the function of mitochondria go up, so it improves metabolism and overall energy. And that makes a lot of sense to me, because I never thought I'd be able to give myself a shot. It's a little teeny tiny needle. I stick it in my arm. It doesn't hurt. And my energy levels are off the charts. If you're feeling low energy, if you're feeling like you're getting weak, like you're not as strong and muscular, if you're feeling like you've got, you know, erectile dysfunction, a lack of interest in the bedroom, depression, come to iThrive MD. It could be low testosterone. Here's what you do. Go to our website, kaplanandcrew.com. click on the iThrive MD logo. It's going to pop up on the screen. You click on this little orange button right here, and then down below, it's going to take you to all of the different services and all of the free stuff you're going to get when you become a patient at iThrive MD. Guys, I just want to say this to you right now. I want to be here on this earth as long as I can. I want to prove Browner wrong. I said I was middle-aged, and he said, you're not middle-aged. You're 50. You're on the back end. I want to prove Browner wrong. Okay? Here's a phone number for you. What?
The only thing you're in the middle of is 100. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm not making it, huh?
No. The seven in the reliever coming in right now.
Mm.
Damn. All right. That's harsh, dude.
That is harsh. Here's a phone number, 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. Make an appointment with Dr. Sameer Damani. Make an appointment with iThrive MD. And guys, let's stay healthy and let's be here together for a really, really long time. Okay, let's turn our attentions to NFL football now. The schedule this week. There are several games that are on my mind. First of all, I want to talk about the Rams. Okay, and the Buccaneers. Secondly, I actually want to talk about the Chargers and the Chiefs. And third, I want to talk about the Raiders and the Dolphins. So those are the three games on my mind. Outside of your Vikings, Alex, what games are on your mind?
Just Rams, Bucks. I'm very curious about. I'm not saying it because it's our market. I genuinely think that the best games are with the LA teams. I think that Chargers, Chiefs is a very exciting AFC game, and Rams, Bucks is. It's going to be a make or break for the Bucks, I think. I mean, for the Rams, excuse me. If the Bucks come in here and beat the Rams, I'm now going to go on Matt Stafford is the Lions quarterback still, just on a better team. That's my narrative. I'm picking narratives on Friday before games happen.
I like it. I like it. How about you, Browner?
Oh, man, I'm definitely looking forward to the San Francisco Green Bay game. I think that game's going to be huge. And the game I'm looking forward to, but no one else probably is the Raiders and the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are about to get creamed, and then that's going to turn the heat up into the Deshaun Watson conversation, and that's also what I'm looking forward to because I like headlines and stories.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Alex, why don't you put up on the screen for us the entire slate of NFL action coming our way this weekend?
Are your morning games for 10 a.m. here. Saints, Patriots, Colts, Titans, football team, Bills, Bears, Browns. That's a good
timeout. Yeah. I'm going to call a timeout right there. Yeah, I'm calling a timeout. So, Browner, your Bears, we're going to get a chance to see Justin Fields get the start and see what he's really all about. But he's playing against the Browns team that is strong on offense and improved on defense and thinks that they're a real contender this year. This could be like the upset of the weekend should the Bears be able to pull it off. I personally don't think they will. And, of course, I'm rooting for Cleveland. But I know you'll be zoned in on that game.
I don't think this would be an upset if the Bears won this game. Due to the simple fact the Browns have so many skill position guys out on offense, and
they're 7-point favorites.
Again, they get that wrong. They do get that wrong.
Pretty rarely.
Jarvis is on injury reserve.
No, I'm saying who's out besides Jarvis? Because OBJ's coming back.
They don't know if he's going to play. They've got two offensive linemen that are questionable. And I think from a running back perspective, David Montgomery is as good as Kareem Hunt or
Chubb,
Bradley
Chubb. As good as Nick Chubb. He's not good as he's nowhere near as good as Nick Chubb. You stop.
We're gonna see on Sunday. Okay. Because I think he is.
Of course.
And they have no tape on Justin Fields, so it's a defense that's gonna be hungry coming after him because you want to pressure the rookie. You want to see what he's got. And I think if Matt Nagy's worth his salt, he's ready to actually now compete with a quarterback that he chose.
And all so I know think- is this. It's a 7-point line. If the Bears win, Browner, I'm sorry, pal. It's a big upset.
Okay. I won't be shocked.
Here's what I know. Everybody who was with us yesterday heard. Browner is on the Bears. Our man Jason Lawhead, the co-host of the Browner and Lawhead show, is on his Browns. Loser has to drink the bomb hot sauce.
And two, I got 7 points. I ain't worried about that.
No. It was a straight up who wins.
It wasn't. He said yes, it was 7 points.
No. It was a straight up who wins. You took the Bears. He took the Browns. Loser drinks the bomb hot sauce.
Bro, we were talking about point spreads. I don't know, but no, ain't nobody clarify none of that. Don't do that. Don't try to move the goalpost.
Here's what matters this weekend here, right? These are the two. Like, Browner can be all about the Bears, Browns, but these are the two that matter here to our audience.
These are the two big games. The Rams host the Buccaneers. The Bucks have become the favorite in the game. I see that the Bucks are giving a point and a half. Alex has it as a 1-point spread right here. And the Chiefs are 7-point favorites over the Chargers. So since we're now all into lines and learning about gambling, I'm going to take the Rams to pull the upset. I am going to take the Rams to pull the upset. I don't know why. Home field advantage. First time Brady's in LA. Well, okay. I'm going to take the Rams to pull the upset, and I'm going to take the Chiefs to cover the 7 against the Chargers. We got 30 seconds, Browner. Who are you taking in those two games?
Oh, I like Tampa Bay, and I also really, really like the Chargers in this game.
L.A. Brown.
If the Chiefs don't win, no one's going to be like, oh, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Nothing's wrong with the Chiefs. If the Chargers lose, people are like, oh, it's over. See, they're not for real.
All right, Alex, who are you taking in these two games?
Give me the Chargers +7 and the Bucks -1.
See?
Okay. All right. I got the Rams, L.A. cap.
Chiefs don't blow me up.
Browner's got the Chargers, L.A. Brown.
Herbo.
Mm-hmm. I also got the Raiders -4 and the Bears +7.
I've got the Raiders -4 also, and I'm not sure everybody loves that play, but I think the Raiders win this game as well. All right, stick around, everybody. It is Friday. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, and Beer Friday is next. Hey, great friends. It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew, along with Grande and the Brown Man. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com, Sammy's Restaurant and Bar, now inside the casino. Great brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make sure you get down there and enjoy yourself. You can play table games while you're watching football games. Great experience at 7 Mile Casino. All right, Grande, Browner. You know, I started to get a lot of tweets and emails from great friends that said, hey, why is Hank Bauer not on the show? It's 2 weeks of the NFL season, and we've not heard from Hammer and Hank Bauer. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call Hank. First, I'm going to kiss his ass and apologize a million times over for all the Suris that I created in his life trying to create a podcast for him and Kurt Bavakwa.
Suris?
Yeah, it's like a Yiddish word, like anxiety, you know what I mean? Like, it creates a whole bunch of issues, you know? And not that anybody here knew that except me. anyway, I called him. We spoke for an hour. And here he is, back on the show. The former great Charger player, coach, broadcaster, and now broadcasting NFL games on the national radio airwaves via Sports USA, and the biggest game of the weekend, the Rams versus the Buccaneers at SoFi Stadium. Here is Hammerin' Hank Bauer back on Kaplan and Crew. Hank, we miss you, we love you, and we're happy to see you.
That's some great ass kissing, Scott. That is as good as it gets. Get your chapstick out, pal.
I've got it right here. I never leave without it. I've got mine right here. I like to get my lips nice and moist so that because I kiss ass all day long, Hank. I mean, that's what I do for a living. Generally speaking, I kiss people's asses trying to raise more money for a company that I founded 4 years ago. So literally all day long, people pull their pants down. I kiss their tuchuses, and then they either give me money or they tell me to get lost. That's kind of the way it goes.
You know, the bad thing about getting older, which is, gosh, where I am now in my life, is you realize that you don't have that much longer in life to live, and you're in the fourth quarter, three quarters of your life is gone. But the good news is I don't have to kiss anybody's ass anymore, which is great. Obviously, I'm not in a committed relationship. Look at Alex's laughing because he is now. See, AP?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
But in every realm of my life, I am in the non-ass-kissing zone. So it's very stress-free.
Thank Dude, I am in the full-blown ass-kissing zone. I kiss my girlfriend's ass. I kiss my kids' asses, which should go the opposite direction. It doesn't. I kiss investors' asses. I kiss the asses of advertisers. I mean, Hank, Dude. I'm like I'm surprised I don't have something on my lips, very frankly. Seriously, it's disgusting. It's horrible.
Pink eye.
This is the path you chose, my friend.
I know. But I'm coming for you, pal. Hey, I want to be in the no ass kissing zone.
Yeah. Okay.
Hank, for the record, I did nothing wrong. This whole thing.
Okay. Rule number one, and this goes for John. John is in a relationship. Alex now. Scott is in his next second serious relationship. Rule number one is don't do what our great friend Ted Leitner did, which is just remember these two numbers, six and eight. And every time you start thinking about, you know, trying to get out of the ass kissing zone, just say 6-8, 6-8, 6 ex-wives, 8 kids. All you need to know about his life.
Right. Six kids, six ex-wives.
It's like half of Marty.
Why I'm writing a book. Really? All right. So look, Hank Bauer is here. We're going to talk some NFL. You talk about, just by the way, being in the zone and Alex being involved in this relationship. Alex, before we get into Hank, I just want to ask you a question. Because yesterday, Hank, Alex has been trying to buy a house, his first home. Tough time, right? I mean, you bought your house in Tierra Santa. What year?
This is very personal information.
Well, what are you talking about?
1987.
Okay, 1987. That house, I'm guessing, is long paid off.
Long paid off.
Okay. Alex here is going to buy his first house. But I mean, this is the most expensive market that the housing market has ever known.
It's fluctuating a little. I think it's gone down a little bit now, right? Is it stepping back?
I would say that prices have like flattened. They're high. Okay. But the competition has definitely gone down. You don't need to go over asking anymore, basically.
Okay. So I would give you this advice buying a house. Okay. Number one, your first house, you don't necessarily have to be happy. It's not your dream house. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not going to be your dream house. You're young. The first house, the most important thing is you better buy something, because I don't care what the world does, how it's happening. In 20 years, it's going to go up exponentially. Okay. Simple as that. You're going to have equity. You're going to have a tax write-off with the interest rates, and there's nothing bad about owning a house. Your first house, get your starter house, then figure out where your life goes, where you want to live. Okay. Simple as that. But you got to bite the bullet. Don't try to time the market. It's impossible. Just be, if you're lucky, like when I bought this house that I live in now, I said, what am I doing? I don't need this, you know, almost 3,000 square foot house where I live by myself. And, you know, good God, I mean, why am I doing this? And now I'm kicking myself that I didn't buy the whole freaking block.
This is phenomenal advice.
I would have bought the houses next to me and just rented them out, controlled it, or let nobody live there.
Build a golf course.
Because I've got my house, honestly, has gone up 6 times in value.
Oh, yeah. From back then to now. So listen, this is phenomenal advice. Alex, real quick, I want to remind everybody, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. Gary Cooper and his team can help you do what Hank just said you should do. Bite the bullet. Don't try and time the market. Get in and don't think that your first home is your dream home. So Grande, you sent me videos yesterday of you walking around this condo in North Park that you said you loved. How we doing? How we looking?
Offer sheet signed. We spoke to the seller's realtor yesterday, found out a couple things that we worked through, and that's where we're at. I believe they have, I won't say that because I don't want more competition. So yeah, I put offers in.
Offer is in. Let's all be like John Gruden. Knock on wood if you're with me, man. Okay.
And unlike the first North Park place I tried to get with the killer view and the same, you know, area as our old co-host and like right next to the bars, which this one is right next to the bars too. But unlike that one, this one, we're actually already getting feedback. So that leads me to believe that there's some sort of a chance or some sort of negotiation to happen.
All right. Well, hey, look, again, if you are like Alex and his fiance, if you're going to take the advice of Hank Bauer, you just call our guy, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299. Okay, fellas, let's jump into some NFL talk. We got about 12 or 14 minutes here to go. Hank, I want to start with this. The game that you're going to be calling this weekend on the national radio airwaves, you got the Rams and the Buccaneers. Hank, this is game two with fans in SoFi Stadium. This is the Super Bowl champs with the GOAT pulling into town, and the Rams believe they're significantly better because they think they're that much better at quarterback, which they may be. And look, they've won 2 games, beat Chicago, mediocre team, beat Indianapolis, kind of middle of the pack, but it was a road win. So I want to hear what you think about the Rams versus the Bucs, the game you'll call this weekend. What do you say, Hank Bauer?
Well, first of all, it's on Sports USA. It's national radio with Larry Kahn on the call. I've been blessed, Scott, the first 2 weeks. How about these first 2 games I had? I had Pittsburgh at Buffalo. Then last weekend, I had Tennessee at Seattle. And now I get Tampa right, at the Rams. And in L.A., which is a place, believe it or not, Tom Brady has never played a football game in.
Right, right.
Which is, to me, amazing. I mean, he's got a house in Beverly Hills, right? Right. I heard today that his net worth between he and Gisele Bündchen, his supermodel wife, has a net worth of $700 million. That's what I heard today.
Yeah.
You know, I can't confirm or deny that, but, you know, and just because it's on the air doesn't mean it's true, right?
I think it's true. I believe that. I mean, LeBron.
Believe that. Right. Okay, let's say we're off $100 million. Okay.
Yeah, right. What's the matter? I mean, LeBron's a billionaire. LeBron crossed over to be a billionaire. I'm actually surprised that between Brady and Gisele together, they're, and I'm putting this in quotes, only worth $700 million. I mean, I'm surprised they're not a billionaire couple. Seriously, when they combine their fame and their fortune together. So Brady's playing for the first time in L.A. What do you think happens? You've been watching all the film. You know what these
well,
two teams
you know
have
what's
done.
To me, what's interesting, both very well-coached teams, obviously, right? And contrasting coaching styles. You got the young Sean McVay against the old grumpy Bruce Arians that's been around, seen it, done it. But he's like your cool uncle that's like, you know, I don't need to work. I don't care. I'm going to have some cocktails at the celebration parade with all my players, right? But when it comes to work, I mean, a taskmaster. And he's done unbelievable things with his team, obviously. He won a Super Bowl, right? And this is a two-time – think about this. Bruce Arians, when you think of great coaches, you don't think of Bruce Arians, mm-hmm. right? Do you?
Nope.
Two-time NFL Coach of the Year.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, this – and so an amazing career. So very, very comparable in style. You know, they both played a very similar defense. Both have excellent defensive linemen that can control games. And Ndamukong Suh for the Bucs and Aaron Donald, the best defensive player, I think, in the league for the Rams, surrounded by good players. You know, they play a 4 or 5 man front. They are very similar in philosophy and style. Both teams want to run the ball. But so far, Tampa Bay, their run pass ratio, they've thrown it all over the place, but it's only two games. And both veteran quarterbacks are going to make good decisions and not take stupid chances. Both solid kicking games. This sets up to be, to me, one of the, I don't know, one of the hardest games to predict.
Hammer, what'd you think about what you've seen so far from Matt Stafford with the Rams? Because that's the question that we've been going with here on this show is like, what is Matt Stafford? Is he a good quarterback on a bad team, or is he a winning quarterback now on a good team?
We're going to find out, right?
Right.
I believe that it's an obvious upgrade from Jared Goff. And I did a bunch of Goff's game. I did his game last December in Seattle. Empty stadium back then. And he made a couple of the worst decisions I've ever seen made by a quarterback. Just stupid stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
Given his experience. Remember that?
Yeah, the terrible interception he threw, like as he was going out at the sideline. Yeah, I remember.
And I can't see Matthew Stafford making those bad decisions. Now, mm-hmm. he might have made some of those in Detroit running for his life, but it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I think what we shouldn't do is, after 3 weeks, make wholesale judgments on any team based on the fact that, look, we are in – unexplored territory in the NFL this year. 3 preseason games. Nobody played their veterans. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody played. So this is like preseason for most teams. And now we're looking at a 17-game season. And I think the first month, we're going to see a lot of unexpected things. Who would have thought after 2 weeks that the Broncos and the Raiders would be first place in the AFC West at 2-0, and the Chiefs and Chargers, who play each other in Kansas City Sunday, are sitting back at 1-1.
Yeah.
So again, it's way early, but expect the unexpected for the first month.
All right. Hank Bauer is here this afternoon. You wanted him. You got him. Hammer and Hank Bauer is here. He'll be on the national radio call of the Buccaneers at the Rams. Browner, I know you must have a game on your mind. Let's talk to Hammer.
Listen, I always got the same game on my mind. And since I haven't been able to chat with Hank, my question to Hank is, you've heard a lot about whether or not the Bears should start Justin Fields because of the offensive line and the safety of his future and things of that nature. And then we see Andy Dalton get hurt scrambling out of the pocket. And so now he's in anyway. So if he goes out and he's successful, is that an indictment on the coach? Or who do you ask the next question to if he goes out and he looks prepared and ready?
Okay, you can't win, John. You can't win, right? Because right now, Andy Dalton is a better NFL quarterback. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
He's NFL ready. If you're a coach in management in an organization and you don't put your team as much as they put into winning every week, right? And you don't put your best guy out there to help you win that week, that's kind of a mixed message, isn't it? You're saying, well, this is not our best chance to win this week, but we're thinking long term. So play your asses off, but you know, think if we don't win, that's okay because we're thinking long term, right?
I say that's crap.
I say you play the guy that gives you the best chance to win every week, every game, every trip of the train in the NFL.
If you're looking at it from a perspective of, like you just said, down the road, if this team isn't seen, I mean, no one in their locker room thinks they can't win a Super Bowl. But if you get to a point in a season where you know you're not a Super Bowl, not eliminated, but you get a feeling you're not a Super Bowl team, do you think that's a better time to put him in? Or do you just do it from the beginning knowing that he's your future?
No, I just said you give your team the best chance to win, and they will know who that is. They obviously thought it was Andy Dalton because he started the season, correct?
So yes.
Here's what I would do, though. I think the smart coaches, when you've got a talented backup, right, that might be you find ways to get him in the game plan every week.
Yeah, like San Francisco is.
Exactly. And now what that does is it forced the opponents to have to game plan against two quarterbacks, because at any point you're going to go against two different philosophies, two different types of threats. And so it makes it harder to game plan and prepare for. And you know, it also gives valuable experience to the backup who might be your guy, but you don't know he's the guy. And he's not the guy that gives you the best chance to win right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. We're talking to Hank Bauer, hammering Hank Bauer, the former great Charger player, coach, broadcaster, now doing national radio broadcasts on Sports USA. You'll be hearing him this weekend call the Rams and the Buccaneers. Grande, I'm curious, what game is on your mind that Hank could comment on?
Well, how about Chargers Chiefs? I know. Listen, on Monday, if the Chargers come in here 1-2, I'm doing overreaction Monday. Same old Chargers, crap team, great talent, can't win the big one. To me, I will come in with that narrative. I know it's early, like you just said, Hank, but if the Chiefs come in at 1-2, that's a much bigger surprise on Monday.
Alex, how good are the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't know.
There you go. You answer all your own questions, because I don't know how good or bad the Chargers are. I think they're pretty good, but I think they were absolutely stupid. Some of the penalties they committed last week, the Keenan Allen after the play. And yeah. Oh, by the way, this whole
taunting rule sucks.
Well, no. You know, it doesn't suck, because I'm sick and tired of guys getting up and doing all the stupid crap that they do. But I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you how you handle it as a coach. You just constantly, every day, you say, when you get up and a guy's yelling at you and you're pissed off, and look at, you're trying to be the most violent person on the planet for between 5 and 20 seconds, then you're asked to shut it off. We're not wired that way as human beings. You know what I teach my guys? I would teach my guys, as soon as you get up, turn your back and yell every MF word you can think of at the guy. Because can you imagine if you get up and a guy's talking crap to you and you turn your back to him and you're saying, you no good rotten MF, blah, blah, blah. And the guy throws a taunting penalty, but your back is turned to the guy. How's that look to the official? You can't do it, right?
No, it doesn't look like taunting at that point.
Exact. Thank you. And yeah, your back's turned and you're not pushing or the stupid stuff that gets the stupid penalties. But like that Keenan Allen one was just, it's inexcusable for a guy of his pedigree and his experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Hank, go ahead, Browner, jump in.
The problem with the taunting penalty is like many other penalties, but this is a little more worse than others. It's subjected to each individual throwing the flag. Yeah. Like, it, even if there are rules, like down to the T, if you see XYZ, guys interpret that different.
Like, and the dude in Seattle, right? Like, the dude, the defender in Seattle made a tackle, jumped up and just waved his arm, like in celebration, and got flagged for taunting. So, like, what Browner said, that's totally subjective on the ref.
John, here's the thing. When they say every year, when they come out and talk to the guys, videos, and they say, this is our point of emphasis for the year, you know they're going to over-officiate that point of emphasis, and you need to play accordingly. So, again, I just coach my guys, get up, turn your backs. Get up, love turn it. Your backs.
I love it. Hey, Hank, real quick, we got about a minute to go. Just make a comment, if you don't mind, on the Raiders and their start. You mentioned calling Pittsburgh Buffalo. So the Raiders start with an impressive win at home against Baltimore, and it makes it that much more impressive when Baltimore beats Kansas City. And Pittsburgh starts on the road at Buffalo, a game you saw, and then the Raiders go and beat Pittsburgh. You say don't evaluate teams after 2 weeks, but I don't know that anybody's been more impressive in their two wins than the Raiders. What do you think about the Raiders so far? We got about a minute to go.
I've always liked Derek Carr. I've told you that for years. People beat up on Derek Carr. I like Derek Carr as a quarterback. He's yet to prove that he can be a playoff winning quarterback. But I don't think he's been surrounded with the offensive line talent. And now he's got weapons, man. He's got the best tight end, maybe. I mean, that cat's ridiculous. Got Ruggs and these guys got speed on the outside, got good runners. Jacobs, I know, has been hurt. The thing that worries me about the Raiders is they're a little light in the pants in their back end up front on defense. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can get at times they can tend to get pushed around, but we'll wait and see. We'll see how that plays out. I like the Raiders. I mean, I don't like the Raiders, but I think they're good. I hate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hank, have a phenomenal broadcast this weekend up in LA. You've got the game that everybody's going to be watching, everybody's going to be listening to, everybody's going to be talking about on Monday. Have a great broadcast with Larry. Fellas, how great is it to have Hank Bauer back on the show? Isn't this awesome?
See you, Hammer.
Hammer, you look great, man.
Thanks for the great ass kissing, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm so good. Browner, you want to join me?
I'm good, bro.
That's not his persona. Okay.
Hey, great friends, what is happening on a Friday afternoon? Hey, remember, it is a Football Friday here on 1090. Coming up at 5 o'clock this evening, it's the LA Football Network, and they'll cover everything from the Rams and the Bucks to the Chargers and the Chiefs and USC, UCLA, San Diego State, all the college football as well. And then coming up at 6 tonight, it's Silver and Black Tonight, so the only Raiders-centric radio show on sports radio throughout Southern California. So my man Ryan Dyrud coming up at 5. My friend Scott Gil Branson coming up at 6. Make sure you're here for our two-hour block of Football Friday on 1090. So hang around for that. And I do want to say we got Beer Friday. Finally, people have been saying, yo, where's the beer? What's going on with you guys? It's time for Beer Friday. And Andy the Beer Man, I ran into him a few weeks ago sitting at Pillbox in Solana Beach having lunch with somebody. Andy the Beer Man comes up, and you know what he does? He goes to his car and he goes, here, you got to try these beers. And here we are today getting ready to try some Belching Beavers. So hang around for that. I do want to tell everybody that Beer Friday is being presented by our great friends at Torrey Holistics. You can save 20% when you use our promo code BROWNMAN. But Browner, you realize that the month is getting ready to end. And when the month ends, the Brown Man promo code goes, and we have a brand new one. So again, 20% savings when you spend $75 or more.
Brown Man.
Use the promo code Brown Man. You're going to be saving yourself a bunch of money. So if you need stuff for sleep, if you need some stuff for pain, if you just want some stuff for fun, you go to Torrey Holistics, you use our promo code. What's that promo code?
Brown Man.
Yeah, Brown Man. That's right. This
is the greatest run of any code name in the history of code names. I know I was there last night. That, like, they got so many people. It's unbelievable.
I was there yesterday too.
No way, you were?
Yeah, I was there. That's where I met Andy the Beer Man.
Oh, no way. So yesterday, Browner comes up to my house. This is last night. I don't know, like maybe 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. And Browner drops off all this Belching Beaver beer. And while he's here, he goes, yo, give me some of those Torrey Holistic gift cards. So I hooked him up. And I knew you were going right from here to there, Browner. Mm-hmm. I knew you were going in there.
It's logical. You know, connect the dots, baby. Connect the dots.
Yeah. The connecting of the dots. Get the gift cards. Mm-hmm. Go get the stuff.
Browner.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You're going to love next month's promo code, Browner.
Oh, next month's promo code is out of this world.
Uh-oh.
It really is. Uh-oh. It's better than Brown Man.
Well, that's not get crazy.
No, it is.
It is. You'll see. It's better than Brown Man. All right, we are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. And now let's meet our friends from Belching Beaver. Now, Andy Kopic, Andy the Beer Man, has been around the radio show for the better part of the last 20 years. And Troy Smith is with him as well. We've had Troy on before. Troy is here. Andy's here. Time for Beer Friday and time to find out what Belching Beaver's got for us today. Andy the Beer Man, Troy, what's up, guys?
What is happening, fellas? Another day in paradise here at the Belching Beaver.
Yeah, Troy, we haven't seen you in a while, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. I recently had a kid about 11 months ago. It's tying up my life, but you know what? Even more so, this is why God made beer.
Do you have a boy or a girl, dude?
I have a nice, beautiful young lady.
Uh-huh. Is this your first?
This is my first, yeah. It's quite an adventure, to say the least, that's for sure.
Yeah, dude. Well, mazel tov to you, my brother.
We'll be cheersing to that soon.
Andy, it was great to see you, man. I'm sitting there having lunch a couple weeks ago down at Pillbox in Solana Beach. I suspect that must be, you know, one of your clients or one of the places that you service, and you stopped by, and it was great to see you, man.
Oh, one of our clients, one of my favorite spots. We actually have our Hazer's Gonna Haze. Hazy IPA is a permanent handle there. So anytime you're visiting Ryan and the gang at Pillbox, you can ask for a Belching Beaver Hazer's Gonna Haze and they'll set you right up.
All right. Right on. Okay. So guys, let's just first start off by talking about Belching Beaver, because it's not just a beer that you happen to see in a bar or in a store. There are locations people can come, and there are different locations around San Diego, and there are different beers that get manufactured at different places. Why don't you guys take us through that?
Yeah, we're coming up on actually just a couple weeks away from hitting our 9th anniversary. We were established in October of 2012. We've grown from that one little location, which we've converted with a full kitchen. We call it Pub 980. We still brew there as well. We opened up a full service restaurant with a full bar in downtown Vista. We call it the Belching Beaver Tavern and Grill. We also brew beer there. We're going to sample beers from all of our locations. Then Troy runs our production facility up here in Oceanside. We got about 25,000 square feet of production. We do our main brewing, bottling, canning, everything up here in Oceanside.
Yeah, most all packaged beer used to just come out of Oceanside. We have since bought a new canning line, which we can take over to Pub 980 and Tavern. Nice, small versatility. And now we'll be able to showcase beers that they do there in package for you guys to sample.
Dude, that is really cool. Congratulations on nearly 9 years in business. You know, I don't think we've ever asked, and I'm sure people do all the time, but where's the name Belching Beaver come from?
Well, it actually goes back a little bit more into like British pub culture. You see the flying dragon, the jumping frog, things like that. And we like alliteration, and Belching Beaver kind of fit into that theme. So we thought it'd be a fun name for a brewery. And it makes a really cool logo behind us as well.
I know. It makes for really cool trucks, too.
It looks like a minor league baseball logo. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Actually, Troy kind of looks like he's a ball player. You know, he got the right facial hair to be a ball player. He got the right bill on his hat.
Something in my life's going my way.
Hey, Troy, all I know is this, man. If I had an 11-month-old baby at home, I'd be working like 18, 19 hours a day. Babe, I wish I could get home. I know you got the baby, but I'm here. I'm stuck. I'm working. What can I do? And right. I'd be doing that gladly, bro.
Yeah, we've got taps flowing here all the time. So I got a fridge in my office. There's beer in there all the time.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, so Belching Beaver is our guest today here on Beer Friday on Kaplan and Crew, being presented by our friends at Torrey Holistics. You'll save 20% when you use the promo code BROWNMAN. Guys, we've had you on before, so why don't we just jump right into trying some beers? What do you guys think we should start with?
Start light.
Start on the light side. Oak Czech Pilsner. So this is a traditional Czech style Pilsner. The original Pilsner beer was made in a little town in what is now Czechoslovakia called Pilsen. And traditionally, they didn't have stainless steel tanks like we do. They aged everything in oak. So we have a big giant barrel. We call it a fooder. It's about 20 feet tall, holds about 1,000 gallons of beer. So we aged this Pilsner in oak, just like they did traditionally, going back about 400 years. So we're really paying homage to the guys that started the Pilsner craze way back in the day.
All right.
And they didn't have filters back in the day, so we kept it as traditional as possible. So this was touching oak, and this was actually brewed at Pub 980.
What, when you're trying to replicate something like that, is that the real fun in brewing? When you find something that you like or something that's traditional and you are trying to recreate that in a modern day setting?
Cheers, big dog. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you guys. Cheers.
Yeah, it is all about that. And going back to traditional things is really cool. I mean, yes, modern day things and technology is really nice. But, you know, if you've got one of those old classic cars, it's pretty cool to go out there, start it up and cruise down the road. So we're trying to do that same thing with our beer.
I really like this. And you know what I've learned doing all these Beer Fridays is I love lagers. I like a lighter beer, but this is awesome. Where how do you rank this? Like
this wouldn't be considered a light beer though.
Well, that's what I'm asking. It's light do you consider
light in
a
flavor and light in body, but the percentage is up there.
Yeah. We're running at what? 6%?
6.2.
Yeah. 6.2. Yes. It's fairly light in body. It's definitely not going to be light in calories. That's why I sent you that extra beer, Scott, because I know you like them
very light.
Very light
and
dry.
Yeah, I know. I got this six pack right here, dude.
He gave you a whole case, dude.
See, that's the Scott personal pack right there because I know what you like.
This is good, though. Hey, Andy, 20 years. Cheers to that, man. Cheers to that, my brother. Yeah, right on. Right on.
Hey, Andy, now you know what I like.
The one that gave me the Andy the Beer Man nickname in the first place.
Right, right. Well, jump in there, Alex. You really like this, huh?
Yeah, I've never had a Pilsner like this before. It's like, it's so like, I don't know what I'm drinking right now. It's so unique. I think that's the best word. It's so unique and good.
It's very well balanced. It's brewed with traditional, you know, floor malted oats, which is not something that you find in everyday beer. Especially right now with the crisis going on with, you know, COVID and stuff, it's hard to find a lot of different malts, especially things coming over from Europe because the ports are all jacked up. So we waited a long while to find this malt, and Peter Perricone over at Pub 980 knocked it out of the park first try. It's pretty killer.
Wow. So you guys are remodeling my home, Belching Beaver
in North Park.
So do I have to go to one of your tasting rooms to find this, or can I go to like Bonds or something?
This one's not readily available at the retail level, Alex. You can get it at our Pub 980 and our Oceanside tasting rooms. I don't think because of the way we have a full bar at our tavern, we can't sell beer that's not made there.
Right.
So it's a weird.
Some damn liquor licenses.
Oceanside or Vista, you can find it there.
Right? Got it.
Troy. No, Troy, I love Troy's comment. Troy's like, right. Right.
when someone said, hey, do you know where this beer? I'm just like, Andy, take it over, man. You can't see it, but I'm bumping him down under the table here. I'm just like,
speak.
All right. So Andy, the beer man, Kopic is here. Troy Smith is here. They're representing Belching Beaver. There are a few different locations. We'll promote it all at the end. So this Oak Czech Pilsner. Browner, any comment here on this beer?
I'm a fan of this, man. I like easy drinking. I like stuff that isn't too heavy. I like things that are smooth. And this is all of those things. I didn't know what to expect because a lot of artwork goes into these cans. And so these cans made me feel like this is going to be a heavier. But no, man, this is right up my alley. This is close to great for me.
I love that color. You guys poured it in a glass. I love the color of it, too.
That's golden hue.
Yeah. That's clear. A beer color right there.
This beer is great. Good stuff.
I believe the official color on that is straw gold.
Ooh.
Ooh, look at me fancy. Being all fancy.
what's the word you said?
Straw gold.
Straw gold. Okay.
I genuinely believe that is the color that my fiance chose for our wedding.
Straw gold.
Straw gold, like that color. I think so. I think she said that last night.
You should have some of these. Like,
you're going to buy some of this for your anniversary, then.
Right? Yeah, Oak Check Pilsner is going to be your beer, Grande.
We'll do.
All right, Belching Beaver is here today as our guest for Beer Friday, presented by Torrey Holistics here on Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Andy, where should we go from the Pilsner?
Let's go ahead and grab Ride the Pine.
Ride the Pine. This is the orange can.
Yes, sir. Troy and I are fill ours up here real quick. This was brewed at our Belching Beaver Tavern and Grill location in beautiful downtown Vista. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous can as well, as you can see.
Any landmarks, by the way, in Vista? Like, where is it nearby? Or, you know...
It's in what they call, you know, like, historic Vista Village or downtown Main Street Vista.
Mm-hmm.
It's right
in the center of town.
Right in the center of town. The building we're in there used to be a bank. Actually, that's where I opened my first bank account, you know, 40 years ago.
You're dating yourself, Andy. Take it easy.
I was very, very young. But we converted that location with a full patio, full bar, beautiful kitchen, great food. And we have a brewing system there. And our brewer there, Thomas Peters, just won 2 medals at the Great American Beer Festival for a couple of his beers. He won a gold for a German Doppelbock. And you're going to love this name, Scott. It's called Unfrozen Caveman Lager.
Yeah, like that. I'm just a caveman. Yeah.
And he won a silver medal for a Belgian quad or quadruple. It's called Jan Quadruple Vincent 16. So if you watch Rick and Morty, you'll get the reference there. And then last year, he won a gold medal for what we call a wet hop version of this. So literally within 24 hours of picking the hops, we dump them right into a kettle. We brew the beer with them. And he won a gold medal for that beer last year. So this is the traditionally hop version of our gold medal winner.
But awesome. We are also doing a wet hop version of this beer the 6th of next month.
Dude, Ride the Pine West Coast IPA, right? All right, Alex, you're the IPA guy here. Take a sip. I love the can, by the way. The can is awesome.
Dude, you know how, I don't know if you guys know, these two guys know. You know when you have like a good West Coast IPA and there's just like nothing better? Like what's cold, this is it. Like there's just like when you get a good West Coast IPA, it just goes like it doesn't matter how the strong it is, the percentage that goes out the window. Like it's just good. Like I'm already halfway done.
Damn.
Yeah. Yo, this is
so good.
This Troy, damn.
7.5%, Alex. So you might want to slow down.
No, I'm going to the game tonight. I'm good to go. Let's do it.
Browner, you and me are more on the lighter side. This one, what I like is. It doesn't feel real heavy, but I know I'm drinking an IPA because I can taste it after I swallow down. You know what I mean? Whereas with the Pilsner, I feel like I don't have this really hoppy aftertaste. What do you think?
I feel like the Pilsner that we drank before, I can drink this at any point, at any time, with anything.
Mm-hmm.
This seems more of, I don't even know when I would drink this. I'm not a really big IPA person. But this in terms of IPAs, this is good. But again, I wouldn't know the difference between one and the other. Yeah. I like this. I like the green can.
You need to
I like
hang the Pilsner. Or with the beer man.
Listen. When you open back up in North Park, I'm in the building.
All right. We're going to have you there for the grand opening.
How long is that going to be?
28 what? Different beers.
That would be great. When is the grand opening? When is the re-grand opening in North Park?
Well, Scott, if you've ever had to do any construction, you know things are always in kind of that
limbo land,
limbo, nebulous kind of range there. We're targeting late December, but with permitting, with COVID, with everything else, it could be December 1st or it could be February 1st.
Well, let me tell you something. When you guys reopen, let us do something. We'll come down there and do the show from there and try all 28 of those beers. Alex, you were asking, what are they doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing in there? I know you're remodeling, but what specifically are you guys doing?
So we are, we're kind of trying to do something which is a little different. You know, usually when someone says, oh, we're going to a speakeasy, you think of someone doing, you know, crazy drinks and spitting flame balls and things like that. Our license doesn't permit for us to have hard alcohol at too many locations. So we have another location planned for spirits. So this one, we're going to do high proof hard seltzers and try and do, you know, like a cocktail version of a hard seltzer. So instead of it just, you know, we'll have like the base, which is a really high octane, you know, like a 14-16%, and then you'll add all the stuff to it. We'll have tequila flavoring, bitters, juices, you know, all the things to make a cocktail good. It's going to be a program that it's going to take some work for sure.
Yes.
But you know, with the people we have on staff and, you know, people who make bitters like my man right here, make some good products coming on.
I love a good speakeasy. I was at Raised by Wolves on Friday night. I love a good speakeasy.
Awesome. Y'all do
an outdoor, like wood fired pizza oven, which will also cook other things in it as well. So it's a small kitchen with an offering of, you know, wood fired pizzas. We'll likely have like steaks and other things that you can cook all, but it'll all be basically done wood fired.
Dope.
Wow. This sounds like something I'm already into.
Right.
Can y'all open tomorrow?
They would like to, I'm sure. But as Andy,
we would love that. A quick trip to Torrey Holistics, and you are going to be ready to eat.
You got that right. Hey, listen. You got that right.
On my way there, I'm going to already get light and get right, if you know what I mean.
I used to work in radio. I know how to do a drop.
You did. Nice job. We got Andy and Troy here from Belching Beaver. Guys, we got about 2 minutes to go. What else should we try?
Real quick, let's hit our Mosaic Double IPA. This is definitely on the higher proof side of things. This beer is made with 100% Mosaic hops. Which is a really flavorful, very tropical and citrus tasting hop there. 8.8% ABV. So definitely want to.
This is going to get you really ready for the ball game now.
And the reason we wanted to promote this is we have the damn good IPA pack. We are pretty much the only one to market with an 8-pack mix pack of IPAs, all 16-ounce cans. So you're getting 8 pints of beer for under $20. So exclusive to the 8-pack is the Mosaic Double IPA. So we wanted to talk about it a little bit. You also get the Hazer's Gonna Haze, which I mentioned earlier, our No Worries West Coast IPA, which is probably my favorite beer we make right now, and our classic Deftones collaboration, the Phantom Bride IPA. Right.
When's Ohms coming back, Andy?
That's
a personal question.
That's a really good question because we're doing a variety 8-pack with the Deftones coming up in November. And you can actually pre-order it now on belchingbeaver.com and craftshack.com. It's called the Deftones Front Row Pack. It's going to have 4 unique Deftones beers, Phantom Bride IPA, Ohms Pale Ale. It's also going to have
Good Morning Beautiful,
which is a sexy brown ale with coffee and maple. And we're also
going to
feature our Digital Bath Hazy IPA.
While you guys are talking about all that, I'm trying this, and I got 30 seconds to go here. The Low Cali Hoppy Lager. Now, this is my beer right here. This from Belching Beaver. This is my beer. Light, crispy, refreshing, and on the crushable range, it gets a 5 out of 5.
Oh, it's very crushable.
That's a perfect beach, poolside, hanging out, barbecue. It's a perfect beer for that.
Andy, that's funny because that's why I'm taking this.
Andy and Troy, it is great to be with you guys. Everybody listening on 1090, coming up, it's Football Friday, the next 2-hour block. And for everybody that's listening or watching on audio podcast or on YouTube, we'll spend more time with the guys. Have a great weekend, radio listeners. We're back on Monday. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.